Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Ciao, Belly.
Hey, welcome in, Danny and Dusty, with you on this beautiful Monday in the Rose City. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. Look, let's get the elephant in the room out. Danny did not get injured summiting the hoops of the Nike Hoop Summit. That
correct.
Did not happen.
Right.
He currently is sitting through what is usually one of the more arduous days when you cover a team. He is at exit interviews.
Yeah.
For the Portland Trailblazers today.
That's got to be a fun one today, huh?
I bet you're hearing a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah. Right?
You're hearing a lot of the same. I saw a lot of growth, saw a lot of development.
Yeah.
Looking forward to what's on tap for next year. You know, how do we move forward, onward and upward? We saw a lot of really good things. And next year I'm going to come in the best shape of my life. And, we're going to go out. We're going to be aggressive on the trade market. We're going to be aggressive in evaluating draft talent.
Going to be aggressive in free agency? No, no.
There's going to be a lot of aggression. All right?
Just like Danny's driving.
Yes. It's aggressive. All right?
Yes.
We're going to make 16-year-old girls cry on their first time driving their car. You know? Because it made me slam on the brakes. That's what we're going to do this offseason. That's what you're going to hear. We hear it every year. And I don't want to get too sportsy here. What are we doing?
Right.
We'll get into this today. And Danny will join us. Danny may join us eventually, depending on how long this takes, at the Trailblazers Clean Out Your Locker Day. But if anything earth-shattering comes out, we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know. But as it stands, the Blazers, worst record in the Western Conference. Worst record in the Western Conference.
Yeah, tied
for third worst in the league.
Yeah, hey, and
look,
that was the assignment.
Yes. I didn't think that there was a chance in hell of that happening.
Especially after the win in Charlotte. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because they needed a bunch of help this weekend to get there, and they got it.
Thank you, Charlotte Hornets.
Finally, a good thing happening for the Trailblazers.
Not knowing the assignment. And As downtrodden as we get sometimes with this team, isn't this what we knew heading into game one? That this is what it was going to be like? I mean, this is what we expected this season to be.
Well, and for most of the season, they were right in there, right about fifth worst.
There you go.
Yeah. And it didn't look like there was going to be any sort of movement either way or the other. And then all of a sudden, if we get those last 3 days and boom. Yeah. Somebody rubbing that rabbit's foot.
That's right.
Yeah.
So thank you to the Spurs for picking up a big dub.
Absolutely.
Thank you to the Hornets for picking up two. What?
Right?
Look at this.
Fantastic.
All things coming up, Blazers. All things coming up, Blazers.
They'll still find a way to screw it up.
Oh, wait. I think I got that backwards. Two wins for the Spurs.
Two wins one for the Spurs.
One win for the Hornets. Yeah. Whatever it was a gift from the basketball gods. And now a coin toss? Is that what we're on next? A coin toss to see who gets the third best lottery odds?
I think I saw something. It used to be a coin toss.
Oh, I thought I saw Tom Haberstroh said it'll be a coin
flip. Well, and it came because I went and saw something. I think it was on Blazers Edge.
Okay.
But that it used to be a coin toss, but now it's comes down to a ping pong ball again somehow.
Hey,
I don't know quite how that works, but there is some sort of a draw later this week that will determine the tiebreaker.
I'm pro more ping pong balls in our world.
Yeah.
You know, the ping pong ball industry is, it took a hit, you know?
Yeah, right?
You know, think about this. During COVID, right, we weren't playing ping pong.
Or beer pong. Yeah, see, that's where they had their heyday the ascent of beer pong.
Beer pong was, I mean, that game, I had a buddy who, he made custom beer pong tables. There's not a whole lot he did at an elite level.
Okay.
He was the same guy who struck out multiple times in slow pitch softball, intramural slow pitch softball.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a, okay.
Benched himself during intramural basketball. Okay.
This guy sounds like because a rust.
he wanted the championship, and so he benched himself. And we're almost 20 years later, he still will bring up me dislocating my shoulder as a reason why we didn't get a championship in intramural basketball.
It's all on you, Dusty. It's all your fault.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Coach would have just put me back in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but you know what he did at an elite level? Well, he did two things at elite level.
Mm-hmm.
He partied at an elite level, and he made beer pong tables that were immaculate. Hey. Like, I mean, he would do custom paint jobs. He would paint, he would gloss them and seal them because you don't just, amateur hour? You can't just have, you know, your paint job get wrecked at the first time somebody spills their cups.
No, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you got a Thompson's water seal that son of a gun.
He had lights that were just like, illuminated on the table. Like, it was amazing.
That's fancy.
It was. And, you know, he did what he should have done. He followed his path. He opened up a bar.
Hey, boom. Yeah.
You know, he did those at elite levels.
That's the next logical step.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Like, those days in that, he had a 2-bedroom apartment that he lived in by himself. And one of them was a beer pong room. I cringed to think at what the apartment company, when they walked into that room, they said, what happened in here? The carpet crunched.
Yeah.
They
walk in and it's like a bar. It smells like stale beer and regret.
Absolutely. It was way too much regret in that room. And victories.
Yeah.
But beer pong was, that game is life to college kids. And I wonder if it is still. Do the college kids still play the amount of beer pong that they did, you know, 20, 30 years ago?
I would bet that maybe one of the few things that might put a little bit of a hole in that proliferation would be the rise of cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole is a big one.
Yeah.
Cornhole.
That probably took a chunk out of the audience there.
But still, I think my buddy, who he will remain nameless, mm-hmm. because I just told you all the horrible things that he was. He was god off. Like, nobody should know your name if you strike out multiple times in slow pitch softball.
No.
I mean, no. And I'm not going to do that to him, Ozzy. But I'm not going to do that to him. I wouldn't do that to him. But at the same time, like, I think cornhole, he could still make the boards. Yeah. He would have been elite at that.
Yeah,
all that doesn't change his path.
You can't just pigeonhole yourself to no. beer pong tables. You got to expand into the cornhole.
No, if you can create masterpieces of beer pong tables, you could create cornhole boards too. Right?
Why not depending on, I don't know, it's got so many names, ladder golf, Montana golf, that type of thing.
You know, that game is what, there's 2 yard games that are wildly underrated. Mm-hmm. Ladder golf is one where you got like the 2 golf balls on a string and yep. then you got the three bars tiered, that yep. you, that, and now that here's the thing about that game. Scoring is different in what do you go? Do you go 1 point for high and 3 points for low, or do you go vice versa?
See, I've not played enough to make an adamant stance on
you'll get to some places they're adamant. No, yeah. like
I guess at that point, is it house rules?
Yeah, but to me, 3 is your lower. Okay. 1, go high, that's easier.
That makes sense.
1, 2, 3 okay. down.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
But you'll get to some people that it's, no. They'll call shenanigans on that, and I say, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm just here to drink in your backyard, sir. I will throw these balls on a string wherever you want me to. Uh-oh. Walked right into that one.
I'm going to put these balls wherever I want.
The other one is washers, is the other yard game, where you have a board
mm-hmm.
and it has 3 holes, like golf cup size
okay.
holes drilled in it, uh-huh. and they're usually carpeted, okay, if you want to go flat board, but other ones are like PVC pipes, and you got 3 of them in there.
Okay.
We did the carpeted board, so you could slide in a little bit. You get a little slide. Some people just go with you're only draining them, right? You only get the PVC pipe, and you have like quite literally a washer that you throw, and you got to get it into the holes.
Okay,
those 2 yard games are wildly underrated. Everybody wants to go to cornhole. Everybody wants can jam, also a great yard game.
Boy, you're blown.
You've never heard of can jam?
Can jam or the washers.
Okay.
These are new to me.
Yeah, yeah. Can jam is you got a frisbee.
Okay.
And then there's it's just not a cute name. There's a can. Okay. On the other side. And it's got a slit cut into it.
Okay.
And, or it's got the open top. If you throw it into the slit, that's your game over. But you have a partner on the other side, and he tries to hit that bad boy into the can.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So you can hit the frisbee into this like garbage can, and that's 3 points. I'm rusty on my points.
Gotcha.
But if you hit it and it deflects off, you get 1 point.
Okay.
Huh?
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's a fun game.
Absolutely.
But cornhole's, and rightfully so, it steals all of the headlines.
Yeah. Well, cornhole's great. It's a good time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's just fun for everybody out there. How about Vancouver Ford text line is off and roaring right now. 503-864-6326. How about Hillbilly Horseshoes? Never heard of it.
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
I don't know Hillbilly Horseshoes. Horseshoes. I love me some horseshoes. Horseshoes is a fun game. It's one of those games that it stands the test of time. It takes a little bit of effort, and you got to have like that. That's a permanent fixture in your backyard mm-hmm. if you have the pits. I remember when my dad built the horseshoe pits at our house. It was a fine moment in the Hara household.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at the
Hillbilly Horseshoes. Is that with a? Are you playing horseshoes with a toilet seat?
No. What this looks like here. And this is at redneckhorseshoes.com.
All right.
Because that's a thing.
Okay.
You got a couple of buckets, it looks like, okay. and some sand.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're trying to toss, like, beer bottles into said bucket.
Oh. Yeah, no. That seems like, you know, you're going to break some beer bottles, and right. that's not...
Well, because, yeah, well, it, like I said, beer bottles of some fashion, because there's another picture here where they are clearly on concrete.
Wait, can I just say, isn't Hillbilly Horseshoes a bit redundant? I mean, aren't we I mean, you know, like, I love me some horseshoes, but I'm not going to lie. Like, you don't see horseshoes in suburban settings or urban settings.
And it looks like these buckets also, they're not your typical, I mean, if you're in the sand, you can bury it how you want, but they've got it on kind of an angle. But if you're on a hard surface, it looks like that bucket is not a level bucket. Does that make sense?
Yes, okay.
Like, they cut the bottom at an angle.
Sure, yeah. Whatever.
Anyway.
All right, this text says, Roofball, invented by the great Adam Willis.
Yes.
Former producer at NBC Sports Northwest.
And the first play-by-play voice, of course, a very famous Travis Demers.
Travis Demers, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Roofball is a great game that it was invented here in our own backyard. Willis, I believe, lived in Beaverton.
Yes.
When he invented Roofball.
He was a year ahead of me in school.
Oh, another great Beaverton
High
alum.
High school, yes. He was a Highland kid, though. I was a Whitford kid.
Oh, yeah. Screw Highland.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I just...
That was the other junior high that went to
Beaverton. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Screw those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you throw a football at, like, a ventilation pipe on your roof.
Yeah.
And then it rolls down. You got to catch it.
Yes.
Also a fun game.
Right.
But that one,
I think most of the points involved come if you hit like said, you know, ventilation pipe.
Now, I want to say that the first time that I heard of Roofball and they started like filming it, they put those things on YouTube like in 2011.
It's been a while, yeah.
Like 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And during COVID, when everybody just like found all of the internet,
yes,
somebody found Roofball and it got wildly popular across the country.
Big.
Like, it got really big across the country.
It did.
And he became, like, a sensation. Barstool, like, flew out, and they flew him out to do a Roofball tournament.
Yep.
It became a very big deal.
It did. It was a thing.
It was the great Adam Willis.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Way to go, Adam Willis.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Talking Yard Games. See, I told you we got too sportsy at the beginning. We were talking about Blazers exit interviews, and all of a sudden we're talking Roofball and all these other games. We got to make sure we get... I don't want to do a disservice, because this weekend was actually that awakening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of, hey, maybe spring 3.0 is going to stick. It's not.
No.
But we need to start we need to start wiring ourselves that when spring 4.0 comes... And then, like, a week later, summer, and the furnace kicks on here in the state of Oregon.
Exactly.
We got to be ready for our yard games and maybe throw something new.
It's funny, too. The whole fake spring thing, it has now proliferated down to the children. Because every day my 7-year-old, she asks me, like, if it's sunny outside in the morning. She goes, Dad, is today another fake spring?
Yeah. You know what?
She's catching on.
You're raising yourself some Oregonians there.
Right?
You're raising yourself some Oregonians. And good on you for doing that.
Right.
Which brings us to, on Friday, we had a great poll question up. At Danny and Dusty on Twitter, better fast food burger joint, Burgerville or In-N-Out? And this was inspired by the great Damon Stoudemire, head basketball coach at Georgia Tech, who apparently spends late night hours defending the honor of Burgerville over In-N-Out on the internet.
As a true Oregonian should.
As he should. 60.4% of the vote going towards Burgerville, 39.6% are wrong.
Yeah.
No, go to In-N-Out.
You are right.
No, I like it. I like me some In-N-Out.
It's all right.
I like me some In-N-Out.
It's fine.
All right. You ready to sports? We had a great sports weekend.
Yeah, let's sports the hell out of this.
Yeah,
huh?
Man. I felt old over the weekend. Like, coming to grips with your aging is a very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take a step back and go, whoa, bud.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I pulled my back bending over and picking something up off the coffee table yesterday.
Look, I'm not kidding. My next step is yelling at kids to get off. Actually, I did yell at two kids to get off my lawn because I planted some new grass in there. They can't be walking on.
No, well, see, that's, listen, and that there, if you're planting new seed, you got to get like the sticks and the twine out and rope that son of a gun off.
Yeah.
That's
man.
On you, dude.
Man, this
You can't
is,
expect the kids to know that.
This is. No, you get off my lawn. All right?
Get off my lawn.
All right, so I got a lot that we need to get to today. It's going to be a fun show. We got a lot of fun with audio from the Masters, from the weekend of the NBA. We will get to some Portland Trailblazers stuff because I want to get fans. I want to hear from you, and I think this will be a good exercise. When Danny shows up, we can get to how Blazer fans are feeling about the state of the organization. 82 forgettable games for the hometown team this year. I mean, we can call it what it is. We knew what this season was when we were getting into it. It was not going to be a season where they were primed for winning, and they did not. They knew the assignment, and I think we can look at 20-62, and we can say...
Call that a win.
That was the expectation for this team, okay? But what did you see that was positive? What are you concerned about moving forward? All of these things are open for all of us today. And I think we'll let it all out. We'll get it all out. We'll have some football mixed in there. We got the NFL draft coming up. Hey, we're less than 2 weeks away.
Like a week and a half. 10 days?
Yeah, 10 days.
10 days?
Thursday. We get the NFL draft.
Man.
All right? Where people then can get wildly over their skis about how good their team's going to be.
We're going to the Super Bowl!
Or how bad your team's going to be.
We're going to suck!
Yeah, that's right. We got all of it. And we got some chicken news.
Yep. Chicken news.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. But where we got to start this bad boy off, one of the teams not in the NBA playoffs is the Portland Trailblazers. Duh. But the field is set for the NBA playoffs. The play-in tournaments get underway tomorrow. Intriguing matchups and meltdowns down the stretch. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Hello, my love. I heard a kiss from you.
This does not sound very metal-y to me, but we press on.
I figure if he's not here, he doesn't get Metal Monday. We're going to groove.
All right. All right.
The Brothers Johnson.
All right. NBA playoffs are set. After I thought the weekend worked out pretty well for the NBA schedule. No games on Saturday. Everybody played on Friday. They had that off day on Saturday. And then, boom, you have that furious finish where you had two staggered start times to the end of the regular season. Games out east started about 10 a.m. Out west, everybody jumped around noon 30. And you're not going to overtake Masters weekend, but I thought that there was a ton of buzz and intrigue based on how things were going to shake out, whether it was the Eastern Conference, where only two games heading into Friday, right? You had two games separating 3 and 5, right? Yeah. And you come out of it and the Milwaukee Bucks, which were sitting in the two seed in the East almost all season long, their struggles continued, man. And there are real questions, real concerns as it pertains to the validity of Milwaukee as a championship caliber team. Damian Lillard going 2-for-14 yesterday, struggling from the field. Giannis not playing due to that calf strain. Like, the questions are very real surrounding this Milwaukee team. And to see them drop from 2 to 3 in the New York Knicks, who've been battered and beleaguered with the injury bug, they end up going and snatching that 2 seed. And Jalen Brunson has been on a warpath since he went to New York. But this year, his stardom is taking off to another level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours and talk about how great Jalen Brunson is like Colin did, but acknowledging how good Jalen Brunson is and has been in the wake of all of these injuries and trying to adjust on the fly with who's in the lineup, who's out of the lineup, I really am very impressed with Jalen Brunson and that New York Knicks team. They've taken on the identity of Tom Thibodeau, their head coach. Because of the injuries, it's kind of a weird thing that they're not going to be totally run into the ground like all Tibbs teams do postseason time. But it does makes it for some very interesting matchups that maybe the Milwaukee Bucks actually dodged a bullet by being the 3 seed. Now they do have to get Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers, who found their stride at the end of the season, playing a lot better basketball, but they are the 6 seed there, and they avoid either Miami or Philly in that first round. So you can get Giannis back, you can work through a few things, but there's some very real questions and concerns as it pertains to Damian Lillard, how much he's got, whether it's how much he's got in the tank,
mm-hmm.
or his overall just state of being in Milwaukee right now.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's taken less than a season. It's taken less than a full season to have questions raised about Lillard and his comfortability and his fit in Milwaukee.
Well, in First Take this morning, Stephen A. Smith, which we always take Stephen A. with a grain of salt, right? Mm-hmm. But he said something that you keep hearing again and again and again, and you take these little kernels, and there is something there.
Did you see what I said on NBA Countdown yesterday? I said that if Milwaukee loses, I said, I think you need to consider moving Dame up out of there.
He just got there.
Let me explain. I'm not talking about his game. He's not happy there. Now, he's got a lot of distractions, which are his business, mm-hmm. and we wish him nothing but the best. Because a lot of us would not be able to handle it as well as he's handling it. But nevertheless, whatever support system that you're looking for, and I'm sure they got love for him and they try to support him or whatever, but it's one of those situations where if you are not happy in a situation, albeit because of outside reasons.
Right. He wanted to go to Miami.
And I know he wanted to go to Miami, too. Let's call it what it is. I mean, you got all of that going on. That's a lot to deal with. I'm not talking about his game because I believe in Dame.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm talking about what he has to go through and psychologically how that situation may not be ideal for him.
Like, we heard this when he had his trip back here with Milwaukee for the first time, and Dame spoke to the assembled media, which was the most people that were at a Blazer game all season long, right? And he said, you know, it's been hard for him. And one thing that you can never take for granted from Damian Lillard is he's going to be honest with you. And he has been honest with the fact that, you know, his family, his kids, all still over here. He's kind of in Milwaukee, kind of on his own. And that's what Stephen A. is like alluding to. It's all the things that we've heard.
Yeah.
And look, be quite honest, for anybody, whether you are a superstar in the NBA or you're a normal person, the person that you've been dating and married to and have children with, when that ends, that is something real, especially when you don't have anybody really around you like your family, right?
Right.
There's something going on in Milwaukee, and it's not right. And it goes far greater than just Damian Lillard in his performances.
Basically, he thought he was leaving to go hook up with Becky with the good hair and then realized that it wasn't actually Becky's hair.
Well, yes. I mean, there is a little bit of that. The grass isn't always greener.
Yeah.
I think if Giannis is healthy, I think we look at this completely different as mm-hmm. they gear up and get ready for the playoffs, because the playoffs are a different animal. They really are. Stars win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Dame may have his struggles. We know when the lights shine the brightest is where you get the best out of Damian Lillard. We know that. And him being away from his kids or his family, that won't matter when the lights are the brightest and everything is the focal point on basketball in the playoffs. Giannis's injury is a completely different animal. And that's why I say, like, they may have dodged a bullet by not getting Philly in that first round and dropping to three and playing Indiana. Is that going to be an easier matchup? I mean, you don't have to go against Joel Embiid, who is, you know, he missed half the season almost.
Yeah.
And now he comes back. That team is playing lights out.
Yeah, they've won eight straight.
Eight straight, and they right when he came back, boom, they flipped the switch, and they're rare and ready to go. Miami does not have the firepower or the danger that we expected them to have, you know, this year or what they were last year. But nobody wants to play a team with that much playoff experience in the opening round of the playoffs. So you avoid both those teams. You get Indiana. And then waiting for you in that next round is either going to be New York or one of those teams. You can work through a little bit of that stuff and maybe blowing out some of the rust for Giannis. On the flip side of things, the Western Conference, and look, the play-in games, we get two tomorrow in the West, and the two tomorrow are the Pelicans and Lakers, and then you get on after that, the Kings and the Warriors will play.
Yes.
Wednesday, you get the 76ers in Miami, and Miami, not in Miami, in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And then the Bulls and the Hawks in Chicago. Again, the winner of the early game in that 7-8 matchup, boom, they're the 7 seed. They're playing the 2 seed. So winner of tomorrow's game between the Pelicans and the Lakers gets the Nuggets, while the loser will have to play the winner of the Kings and the Warriors. And the winner of that one gets the right to go and get your teeth kicked in by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes.
And the Bulls and Hawks will play the loser of Miami and Philly with the opportunity to go and get beat by Boston. Well, I don't want to say that because Miami went and beat Boston last year.
Yeah. What did the Bucks look like if Mike Budenholzer was still there?
A championship caliber team. I truly believe that the way that
are we talking like to a degree higher than they currently are?
Well, I mean, yeah, let's get into that. Yeah. Let's get into that because if Budenholzer was still in Milwaukee, how much do we change our idea and our thoughts about the Milwaukee Bucks? Here's Rust with SportsCenter.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Russ, you asked the question there of, right before the break, how would we feel if Mike Budenholzer was still the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks? And, you know, that's an interesting one. A guy who's won an NBA championship there. And they'd felt in Milwaukee that it's run its course with Budenholzer because it was a bit of a roller coaster. But I think
he was
what
only
we look
one
at,
year removed from that championship when they let him go, right?
I think what we look at, though, is how hard it is to have that stability. And like this text on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online, vancouverford.com. Giannis has too much pull in Milwaukee. Shocking how he skates on this. Like, there was some butting of heads with Mike Budenholzer. They brought in Adrian Griffin as kind of the player's coach, if you will. And it was an absolute disaster. I mean, that from the jump, that was an absolute disaster. When he fires when Terry Stotts leaves on his own accord at the very beginning of the year before they've even played a game, that was kind of the sign of the times there.
Yeah, Terry Stotts.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
And he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I there is an element of me that understands Adrian Griffin in the position that he was in, because it's not just like he hired Terry Stotts and there was like, dude, I got a veteran coach. And he's an offensive mind. He's one of the brilliant offensive minds in the game of basketball. And Terry Stotts is. I mean, everything that people had a gripe with him in here in Portland was not on that end of the floor.
Right. Yeah. No.
But you look at it and you go, they acquired Damian Lillard after they acquire Terry Stotts to be an assistant.
Yep.
The guy who is Dame's head coach and the person he relied on and leaned on the most as a coach, as an advisor and a confidant, grooming him as an NBA player to the person and player that he was. I understand how you want to kind of establish I'm the head coach and all that stuff, but that was the first sign of, oh boy, this guy's not comfortable in his own skin as a head coach.
Yeah, and the thing is, if that's your whole point, you want to establish yourself as I'm the head coach, then look, most young head coaches and first-timers, they bring in veteran guys, but if you're going to be like, I'm the head coach, then don't bring them in.
And then when Milwaukee hired Doc Rivers, who was the advisor to Adrian Griffin, that was a move that you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on in Milwaukee?
With even Doc saying, I don't know why you guys are hiring me.
If Budenholzer was the coach, I think there would be a more of a feeling of cooler heads would prevail and calmer waters would be ahead in the playoffs. I 100% agree with that sentiment. But they also have got some issues where Chris Middleton has been a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it. When you have Beasley and Lillard in your backcourt, they had to go and get Pat Beverly.
Yeah.
Because there was such a hole in their backcourt. And we've seen this play out here in Portland for a long time. And even with Giannis Antetokounmpo, even with Brooke Lopez, even with Chris Middleton, they had such a fracture defensively that they needed a big Band-Aid for that. I still do think, though, you get Giannis and you're in a playoff situation, they have punches and counterpunches to win in the playoffs. If the Milwaukee came out of the East, would you be surprised? Even with all the turmoil they've been in?
No, because it's still hard to trust the Celtics.
And it's hard to trust the Celtics and stars win in the playoffs.
Yeah, because to me still, Jason Tatum to me still doesn't feel like a one. You know, he feels he could be a 1A, he could be a co-Batman, but he doesn't feel like Batman.
No. This is, and look, they actually fixed a lot of things in Boston, and Jrue Holiday is the guy I think they needed, because they have a ball handler, they have a veteran leader in the backcourt, and a guy who can, you know, be a steady hand in a playoff series. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA. Really good to have. And that's what they were missing. And look, how can we not acknowledge what Peyton Pritchard did this weekend? 31, then 38. Hey, not too bad.
Right?
When nobody else is playing on your roster.
Yes.
But
somebody's got to score.
They've got depth, man. They've got depth. They're a really damn good team. And really, I'm excited to see them with Holiday in their backcourt, because I think they can be very dangerous. I mean,
yeah.
I think last year, well, not just last year, this iteration of the Boston Celtics with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, it has been the really good regular season team, playoff, no shows. And those two guys are really going to have to kind of elevate their game in the playoffs to win, but their surrounding cast, it makes so much more sense as a playoff team than it did even a year ago. And I think that's because Marcus Smart was not a ball handler that you could rely on. He was a really good defender, but now you got a true point guard in Jrue Holiday who can be your calming force.
Yeah. He just feels like one of those glue guys that helps keep everything together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's in a really tough spot though. And it's so weird. As you look at these first round in potential first round playoff matchups, doesn't the East look way more attractive and more fun to watch than the West does? You could potentially have playoff matchups of Miami, Boston,
mm-hmm.
New York, Philly, Okay. Milwaukee, Indiana.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee being, you know, if Giannis plays, that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
But Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers, Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, the Milwaukee Bucks, that seems like a fun matchup.
Yeah.
And then you have the two upstarts that have gone through the injury bug and kind of been a roller coaster, but are trying to figure it out with Cleveland and Orlando.
A couple of young teams. And yeah, that seems like a fun one.
And then in the West, you're sitting there going, all right, you're staring down the barrel of Oklahoma City Lakers, which that could be a fun matchup, but mm-hmm. Hey, Anthony Davis got hurt.
Again.
Again.
Yeah. This is my surprise face.
Did you hear he called it a dirty play that Larry Nance Jr. had?
Mm-mm.
He said he went up for a dunk, and I watched the replay. He said that Larry Nance Jr. pushed him in the back when he went up and he was in the air. And I saw it, and it looked like it's no more contact than you normally see not called a foul in the NBA on a guy who's on a follow-up dunk. Like, it was a put-back dunk attempt. He jumped, and Larry Nance, it's not like he shoved him. It was just like the smallest of nudges, and he called it like a dangerous play. And he's like, I know Larry Nance Jr. isn't a dirty player, but it's a dangerous play. It's like, I did not get that sense at all. Anthony Davis didn't even hit the ground on the play.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it here, and it looks like basketball.
Backs are fickle, though, and it's a lower back injury, so hopefully he is okay and ready to play in the playoffs. But then you could have New Orleans, Denver, which that doesn't do much for me personally. Yeah. Minnesota, Phoenix, that has a potential to be a really fun matchup.
Yes.
Where you could have Nurk and KD, Gobert and Kat, and then you have Connolly and Booker and Beal and Ant. That could be a fun matchup,
yeah,
starting five-wise.
Yeah, and see what kind of a leap that the Timberwolves can take in the playoffs.
And then upset watch with the Mavericks and the Clippers in that 4-5 matchup where I don't think anybody is taking the Clippers in this one. Everybody's like, yeah, Dallas is a monster right now.
Well, yeah, and wake me up when the Clippers actually ever make any noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm more excited for the East.
Yeah.
I really am.
Which is a rarity.
I know!
Yeah.
What's going on here? What is going on here?
Our pets' heads are falling off.
All right, one thing that the final weekend of the NBA playoffs gave us, we cannot ignore this. We cannot overlook this. We have a new national hero. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, 503-864-6326 is the Vancouver Forward text line. That's how you can interact with the show. Also, youtube.com/1080AM, The Fan. The comment section is up and running. You can be a part of the comments and a part of the madness on there. We have them up. We see them. I don't always get to reply to all of them. But we have a new man of the people. Okay. And I think that something that needs to be discussed more is the celebrity of Boban Marjanovic.
Famous John Wick villain henchman.
Yeah, in the library.
Yeah.
Yeah, often a library by John Wick.
Right.
Got hit in the head with a book. 7'4", 290 pounds, and Tobias Harris's best friend. They're besties.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like an unlikely pair.
They have that goldfish commercial.
That's right, yes.
Bobby and Toby.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a man of the people,
a handful.
Because Boban, he only averages, 5.1 minutes per game for the Houston Rockets, which are not good.
Yeah.
And the 41-41 Rockets, which I think here in Portland, we'd take that. It's 21-game improvement over Portland. They beat the Los Angeles Clippers 116-105 to round out the regular season yesterday. And with an 8-point lead and 4:44 to go in the fourth quarter, Boban stepped to the free throw line. And there was a lot on the line. And it wasn't for him because he missed his first free throw. And at Clippers Arena at Staples Center, for Clippers games, they have a giveaway. If a player misses two free throws in the fourth quarter of a game, Clippers fans get a Chick-fil-A chicken sandy. Boban missed the first free throw, and there was a buzz in the arena. 444 in an 8-point lead. This game is not in hand for Houston whatsoever. But when there is no playoff seating on the line for them, and the Clippers, they were basically, they had their spot locked in as the 4 seed, they knew that this was much more than just a free throw. And Boban did what any great celebrity would do. He was there for the people.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Yeah, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. The Boban's playing on the ground. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
You did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
Boban, and that's courtesy of Bally Sports. Boban hears the crowd. He knows the assignment.
Yeah.
He points to himself, and then all the fans like, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
The only thing missing was the Hulk Hogan, you know, circle hand up to the ear thing
that's
with
right.
the crowd.
He misses, clanks that free throw off to the left,
yes.
and he raises a hand and points a finger in the air, yes. signaling victory. Okay? And this guy was right.
Oh, he gave him chicken! He's a man of the people!
Oh,
it's so good.
You want to talk about it? That sounds like was it Jim Ross
yeah.
on wrestling?
Fuck off! That's Stone Cold music!
Oh, he gave him chicken! He's a man of the people!
I love it. And you know what the worst part of all of this is? Is that there were people at the end of that game who were like, the NBA needs to step in and do something about this.
Oh, stop it. See, I was wondering when the question...
8-point game, 444 to go. The Rockets had no playoff seeding to play for. He's not throwing the game. By the way, the Rockets still won the basketball game. Fan engagement is not what the NBA needs to step into. This isn't happening in a playoff game. Boban isn't missing that if the Rockets have anything to play for goodness sakes. He was trying to throw a bone to the fans that were at, in what we all know, is a meaningless basketball game at the end of the year.
Now,
I'm for Boban. He is my new king.
This is an absolutely just, I don't want to say a feel-good story, but it's one of those, you know, it makes you chuckle. But one of the other thoughts that popped in my head was, what if that free throw affected like an over-under?
Well, who cares?
I'm just saying,
yeah.
Well, there would be a lot in that instance. Would be a certain handful of people that would care.
Yeah, bet responsibly. All right. You can't get mad over a guy missing a free throw on an over-under. I get it, though. People will be very mad. You know what those people should be more mad at than Boban missing that meaningless free throw with 444 to go in
betting
the game?
Betting on game 82 when it's the Clippers versus the Rockets?
Yeah, when there's no Kawhi Leonard, no Russell Westbrook, yeah. no Paul George, no Norman Powell, no Bones Highland, no Zubac. Like, the Clippers didn't play anybody. If you're betting on that game, you got bigger problems, brother. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's like the Ipe special of, I'm not good at this betting thing, am I? Yeah, you think? You're $40 million in the hole, bud. What was your first indicator there, pally? But Boban, you are a man of the people, and I love you for it. All right? Hey, we haven't even talked Masters yet. We will get to...
Yeah, how do we make it through the whole first hour?
Yeah, well, you derailed me with the... With the Budenholzer conversation, we had to get Boban in there.
Yeah.
It just seemed like, you know, we mentioned the Clippers. We had to go to Boban next. We got Masters that we need to get to. Also, got to ask the question, where do we stand? The good, the bad, the ugly, the Blazer season. That coming up in hour number two. This is Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.